Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. I run into so many firms that just straight up struggle with their marketing. The problem is especially exacerbated among young firms that are just getting started and have no clue where they should focus their efforts. The problem is magnified by the fact that many young firms don't have any budget for their marketing either. So how do you pick up clients when you have no idea what you're doing and when you might have no or limited budget? The answer is you get back to basics. Today, I'm going to discuss a marketing strategy that works even though it's not the most efficient one out there, and I'll show you how you can leverage it to the fullest. What is that marketing strategy? In-person networking. Yes, I said it. This is coming from someone that hasn't been to a networking event in many, many years, other than a conference here and there. But the truth is, growing a digital marketing strategy is not going to happen overnight. Most firm owners that want quick marketing success default to something like Facebook ads or Google ads, but unless you're a pretty niche firm that is hyper-targeting your ads, you're probably going to see negative ROI on online ads, as they're a pretty sophisticated strategy to get working well. I've discussed why this is in a previous episode, but won't go into this here in more detail. But basically, I am a huge proponent of digital marketing. I've grown my firm thanks to digital marketing. I've grown Future Firm thanks to digital marketing. And I have zero need to do any traditional in-person networking, nor do I have a desire to. But that's because I spent a lot of time building the rails. Building a blog that generated traffic took time. Optimizing our SEO took time. Building an email list took time. These are all amazing marketing assets, but they do take time to build up. And the same is true for just about any digital marketing strategy out there. Yes, there are quick win digital marketing strategies that I've discussed previously. As an example, if you have a current client base, there's a few email marketing templates that I share from time to time on my newsletter that are extremely simple and effective for generating revenues. But they require you to have a client base or some kind of existing audience to tap into. If you have nothing and you're starting from scratch, in-person networking is what most people should be doing to get started while you develop your digital marketing strategy. I understand that in-person networking is not very attractive for most. It's time-consuming, many of us may be introverts, it doesn't necessarily lead to clients each and every time you head to one, but it gets your name out there. When I started my firm, this is precisely how I started gaining clients before my digital marketing started rolling. I can't say I looked forward to these, and I was definitely quite shy, but it worked. It's not super complicated either. Just use Google or use meetup.com to find different business networking events and show up. When you show up, introduce yourself to others there, ask them what they do, get to know them, see if there's any value you can add by introducing them to someone you might know that they might enjoy speaking with, and then they'll naturally ask about you and what you do. It helps to practice your elevator pitch prior to going to these events, which is really just 30 to 60 seconds about you, what you do, and who you help. Business cards tend to be a bit outdated these days, but it costs almost nothing to order them, and you can hand them out as well. If you are starting an email newsletter, which is something I recommend to most firm owners, to periodically stay in touch with your contacts. A good place to start building your email list is at networking events. You would simply ask people if they are interested in joining your newsletter, and then you can add them to your email list after you exchange contact information. I also suggest to connect with people on LinkedIn or other social media platforms you plan on being active on following the event. So as you can see, in-person networking is not just a great way to start getting your name out there, but it's also a great way to start building an online audience as well. If you use these tactics and if you follow up regularly with those you've met up with at these events to check in with them to see how business is coming along, you will start picking up clients. Again, it's not rocket science, but the few tweaks I talked about today get help you make traction with networking. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.